Welcome back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. Before we begin with a prayer today, this particular episode, which is being published on Saturday the 15th of May, will launch a rebranding for these podcasts. And what we're going to do is have the title Discipleship in Challenging Times more front and centre. And the fact that this is from Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds will still be there, but it'll be a little bit more in the background. We'll change some of the images on the Captivate site and so on. So this episode is the first in a new series where the podcasts have just undergone a subtle change. Today we're looking at Psalm 130 as we continue with our series on the Psalms of Ascent. Let's pause and centre on our God and come to him in a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for the ways that your word does speak to us about being disciples in challenging times. Thank you for the ways the Psalms of Ascent speak to us about this. We pray that today we would hear your voice, and in hearing your voice, we ask that we would be enabled by the power of the Holy Spirit to respond to you. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord, more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. In a previous podcast, we looked at Romans chapter 12 and verse 12, and the words, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. And I gave that particular episode the title, The Coronavirus Text. This psalm too is a text for our times. And even as we hear it being read, we resonate perhaps. It resonates with how we're feeling, this cry for mercy out of the depths. And that's where we can begin today, with the encouragement that the psalm gives us to express how we feel before our God, and to cry out to him for mercy. Maybe that's all that you need to hear this morning, and you might press the pause button or even the stop button. Encourage that God hears your cry. Encourage that there is this pathway in prayer to ask for God for mercy, either for yourself or for a loved one. Whatever it is, however you're feeling, whether it's something to do with your workplace, your job, your family, or other circumstances, we're encouraged to cry to God in prayer. for those who are willing to take a little bit more, there is also the challenge to patience in waiting. As we go to the supermarket on a regular basis, we often have to wait in line, socially distancing. It's struck me as I have done this that whatever else you want to say about the British people, we're good at queuing. We don't tend to grumble. We don't tend to try and jump ahead in the queue or in the line, as Americans would say. We keep our distance and we wait patiently for the queue to move along and for us to get in to the supermarket. It's harder to wait patiently for other things, and we are encouraged and challenged in this psalm to wait for the Lord. In this time where we want things to change faster, in this time when we want to return to some sort of normality and hope is being raised for us, we can run out of patience. Here we are encouraged and strengthened by the Word of God to be patient people. And we can have that patience because of the glorious hope of the gospel. In this wonderful psalm, we see that it's anchored in the good news that God brings to us. Forgiveness and full redemption, the buying back that God has promised us. We are mired in our own mess, and yet God comes and redeems us. He buys us back. Such is his unfailing love. And all of that is fulfilled for us in Jesus Christ, his life and death and resurrection, his reaching out to us, his call for us to put our faith in him. Receive these promises today. God's forgiveness, God's redemption, and God's unfailing love to us in Jesus Christ. As we turn to God in prayer now, going to try and do something which is a great spiritual tradition, and that is to pray the Psalms. Eugene Peterson and other contemporary writers have spoken about this, and on one level it can just be reading a psalm and making those words our own, turning them into our own prayer. But another way of praying the psalm is to read a verse and then to use those thoughts for our own personal prayers. This means that our praying is tied to Scripture, but it also allows us to express our own personal deep feelings and desires to God. So for a few moments, that's what we're going to do today with Psalm 130 as our guide. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive for my cry for mercy. Lord, we ask today that as we cry to you for mercy, for ourselves and for others, as perhaps we feel in the very depths of the depths, a deep and a dark place, hear our cry, O Lord, hear our prayer. Open your ears, and may our prayers come to you. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Lord, we recognize our sin and our shame, but we also recognize and we also receive afresh your forgiveness this morning. Let's think of the person who has said that we are more sinful than we truly realize, but more loved than we will ever know. We thank you for this truth. We thank you for this forgiveness. I will wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. Lord, in these challenging times indeed, help us to wait patiently for your deliverance. Help us to be different as Christian people because we have a patience that is not of ourselves, but which comes from you. Put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. Lord, we praise you indeed that you lift us out of the deepest pit and set our feet on a rock, even the Lord Jesus. Once again, we put our hope in you and we praise you for your amazing and unfailing love. In Jesus' name, amen.